own volition will decide that it is time to retreat in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So it's time for women to call on God, for us to pour our hearts to God. Please don't let someone pray on your behalf. Even as mommy raises prayer points, make sure you engage with the prayer. Hallelujah. Make sure that your heart is also fixed on the Lord. Remember Nahum that we read. The Lord knows those who are trusting in him. You must believe God for a change. It may be about your child. It may be about your prayer life. It may be about your career. It may be about your calling. It may be about your parents. It may be about your siblings. God is here tonight because he is a rock of habitation to whom we will continually resort. Hallelujah. So we bless the name of the Lord. Jesus.
Genesis 26, please. Verse 1. He said, and there was famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went up to Abimelech, the Philistines in Gera. I believe that many of us came. So Isaac had to leave and go to Gera. Now, listen very well. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. God went to Gera, where Isaac went, and told Isaac, don't go down to Egypt, even though you are in a foreign land. Egypt is a land of sin. Land where people do not know God. God told Isaac, say, please, you are in Gera, but don't go down to Egypt. Stay here, and I will bless you. Now, what does that mean? Stay in the will of God in Gera. Do the will of God. Serve God. Do the right thing, and I will bless you. Don't go into sin. Each time people go into sin, they go to Egypt. And the Bible says, if you read your Bible, you see, and he went down to Egypt. It's always down. Sin brings you down. All right? So, and so look at verse 11. So Abimelech charged his people. Well, he got there, he told small lie, like some of us told small lie, you know, to get our papers and all that. So he told small lie there and all that. And then eventually Abimelech charged his people at verse 11. He who touches this man and his wife shall surely be put to death. So they have eventually given some of you paper. Some of you are still waiting to get paper. Praise the Lord. They have said, don't touch this person. He's free to stay in UK. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And those of you that your papers have not been out, it will be out soon in Jesus' name. Amen. By the time we finish this prayer, it will not pass this quarter. No. So, and then verse 12, Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. Land of famine. Okay. And then, verse 13, the man began to prosper. Eh? And continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flock and possessions of herd and great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. Just like some Igbos are envying you. So they don't know what to do. All these Africans have come to become nurses and doctors here. And we are smoking Indian hemp and all that. The bars and all that. But it's not your fault. I tell people, I didn't ask God to give birth to me. It's not my fault. Oh, God's in my God's in one name. It's not my fault. So we are going to pray now. Perchance there is an Egyptian, because God is bringing us to, he said he began to prosper. He continued prospering until he became very prosperous. Is it a hobot? He began to prosper. He continued to prosper until he became prosperous. So, we're going to pray. Number one thing we're going to pray for people. Are there people here whose paper are not yet true? Are there people like that? Are there people like that? Just one person. Okay. Three. Okay. Let's ask God. Say, God, have mercy on our sisters and speed up their paper. Can you begin to pray now? You have your paper, your sister should have. As long as they are not here fraudulently, God, have mercy on these ones. In this prayer week, we are decreeing a fast tracking of their paper. Let there be a fast tracking of their paper. Let there be a fast tracking of their paper. Let there be a fast tracking of their paper. Oh God of heaven and earth, God of heaven and earth, show mercy, show mercy, show mercy. Anyone that has gone down to Egypt, God touch their hearts, bring them out back from Egypt, bring them out of Egypt, bring them out of Egypt, bring them out of Egypt. Grant mercy unto them by the working of your spirit. Bring them out. Thank you, Heavenly Father. To you alone be glory. To you alone be honor. Whatsoever is your obstacle, let them be broken today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Some of us have paper, but you don't have job. Some have job, but the job is not, it's not kajad. Sorry. It's not. God, have mercy on my mind. You see, that's where we talk in youth. It's not kajad. I don't know. The carryability is not, no get with. You know, so sorry, sometimes I don't know. I would think I'm among young people. So the work is not kajad. It's not... It's not. No correct. Well. No beef. Thank you. You see, all these Oyibo, people who have stayed in Oyibo for long, they know Oyibo. It's not befitting your status as a child of God. It doesn't befit the status of the daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the owner and the ruler of the whole universe and the maker of all things, visible and invisible. Number one, we're going to pray for them that God will open their eyes. You know, some of us, we like small things. We are comfortable with small things. It's a bad thing. Me, in Nigeria, I go to an office. I don't see secretary. Secretary, they will keep you there throughout the day. You just sit down there to respect them. Oga is Oga around. It's in a meeting. Not lie, Oga is doing nothing. So I'll just target when they are busy. Excuse me. Before you know it, I have opened the Oga's office. Good afternoon. I'm sorry to bother. No. Come on, sit down. Come on. You can't see me now, so I should go back. The secretary will come and say, oh, God will say, sorry. I'm sorry, allow her to stay. So I want us to pray. God, remove small mind from some of us. Smallness. We celebrate smallness. We are comfortable. Do you know there are people in this London that earn 5,000, 10,000 pounds in a month? And you're earning 1,000, 1,200, 2,000, and you're okay. Who are the people that should be earning 10,000? I want you to pray. God, every person that is looking for job, that should have a change of job, God, visit them. Visit them. Everybody that need a change of job, the God of heaven need the money if you don't need it. Everyone that need a change of job, everyone that need a change of job, Father, give unto them. Oh God of heaven, everyone that came to this prayer week asking for a change of job, asking for better salary, O God of heaven, as women, deliver it unto them. Deliver it unto them. Deliver it unto them. In Jesus' name we pray. Every woman desire a good home. Isn't it? Is your home like that? Now, I want us to pray. All those things that are, all those reke reke and jati jati that are troubling your home, we are going to kill them now. When we finish the prayer, I will tell you what you must do hereafter. Everything that is giving you sorrow in your home, that when you remember, you'll be sorrowful. God of heaven, this one week cannot be in vain. Everything in my home that is contrary to your will for me, I command them to go. Whether they are spiritual, whether they are physical, whether they are financial, whether they are mental, whether they are emotional, whatever they are, God, I command them to go. Father, send forth angels on assignment in my home right now. Oh God of heaven, every altar that Satan put in my home, directly or indirectly, every altar that may raise the devil in my home, every spell, every incantation, God, I destroy them. I destroy them today in a collaboration with my sisters. As women, you go shakateria bababa reba baba yekelia dagaga yekala santeria dagai kala secretaria. Nobody has right to cast spell on me, either in London or from home. Nobody is permitted to touch me. I am a touch not. Nobody is permitted. Oh, Sankai Kelia, Dandai Kala Secretaria, Rababa Yekele Santeria, Dandai Kala Secretaria, Rababa Yekele Santeria, Dandai Kala Secretaria, 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 Maskoria Baba Yekelia. In Jesus' name we pray. When God created man, the first thing God spoke was, be fruitful and multiply. Satan hates fruitfulness with passion. He won't let you have child. He will not. So that thing God spoke will not come to pass. God punished devil. The Bible says whatever God says returns with evidence. How can God say, be fruitful and multiply, and you are not having children, and you are married? Did you marry to be looking at each other? And then one small kinky demon will just stay in your home. A woman came to me, no child. I said to her, we are going to fast for 3 days. Every dream you have, let me know. In those 3 days, immediately she lies down to sleep. She will see that there is a woman lying between her and her husband. It will do as if she's sleeping or awake. As she wants to talk to the husband, the woman will push her hand. As she wants to talk to the husband, the woman will push her hand. She will do like this. Nobody is lying down there. It happened twice. She kept quiet. One afternoon, she wanted to take a siesta. The same thing happened. So she called me. I said, come. You are properly married to this man. He came to your father's house and paid dowry. You are not like those people who married themselves. You married properly. Therefore, every other marriage that is existing here, we terminate it today. Do you know what? After that, she had a son. Any other marriage, any other woman, man, that is married to your spouse, spiritually or physically, terminate it today. Give them divorce certificate.
Give them divorce certificate, whether it is spiritual or physical. Father, every husband of my sister that is married in the spiritual realm, Father, today we terminate that marriage. We destroy it physically. We destroy it spiritually. We command, oh God, a destruction of that marriage. Father, send forth one angel to put a sword in that relationship. Cause two of them to start quarreling. Scatter it in the name of Jesus. Lenga bako shakate. Dangos kantaria. Degabarush kanteria. Dangai kala secretaria. Rababaye kale santeria. Dangai kala santeria. Rebabaya kale santeria. Dangai kala santeria. You say we should be fruitful and multiply. Every woman that needs a child here, by this week sacrifice, Father, give them children. Evi kabosha kate gabakuria. Receive your children. Receive your children. Receive your children. Receive your children. Then gagayaka le santeria. Dagagayekelia. Debabayekelia. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Let's pray for everybody that desire husband. The Bible says it's good that young people marry. I don't believe in single. They will say the wife of your youth, the husband of your youth. So marriage is supposed to be done as a youth. However, if you are single, it could because you have entered injury time. In injury time in football, the referee is no longer looking for neat football. There are some fouls that you commit that time, he will allow. Because we are looking for one goal to end the match. Are you with me? So those of you who are single, it could be that you are deceived, that you are still playing ball. Meanwhile, we're on injury time. We're only looking for one goal. And therefore, you are not ready to commit any foul. Let me tell you the fouls that are permitted. So that you won't say, Mommy Chimi, they say I should go and commit foul. You don't go and get pregnant for one man. Let me tell you the fouls that are committed. If you marry a brother that you are richer than, that is willing to marry you, it's a foul, but it's accepted. If you marry a brother that you are more spiritual than, but is born again, genuinely born again, but you are high spiritually than him, that foul is allowed. It could be that God wants to use you to bring him up. And this angel that you are hearing today, it was a wife that brought him up. There are other fouls that are allowed. Some of us, because you have car, you're dissing it like this. This is how you walk in the spiritual realm. Christians with hunchback. And no man can marry a hunchback woman. So you have to bring the thing down. Kill that pride. It's a foul. It's not your nature. It's not your nature. You have to bring yourself down. Bring yourself down. Bring yourself down. God may ask you to marry a man that has children before, but the wife is dead. It's a foul, but it's allowed. One girl in my church was getting to 43. And I look at the face. I say, you're a manager. And nobody wants to marry manager because they don't want you to manage them. So, and in this church, I want you to bring down yourself, befriend people, be friendly with people. It's not your nature to be friendly. Please, change that nature. Actually, born again is all about change. Until you change, you'll be chained.
Until you change, you'll be changed.
Are you there? So change. It's not your nature. Be friendly. Love people. See, as a young girl, the Bible says there is one that scattereth and increaseth. There's one that, you know, keeps more than is necessary. And it becomes a purpose. As a young girl, Orishirishi brother, sister, they chop break lunch for my house. Everybody, let's go to Sister Chimezie and eat. So I was selecting. I had selection. Because, this sister that cooks very well. It's a marriageable dish. It's a wife material. Thank you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? These are some fouls you can commit if you are single. Then, there is something you can do. Sow seed. You can sow seed for your marriage. I remember one girl, Ebu. Ebu, we always send a bag of rice to my house. She will buy things and send to my house. She will buy and send to my friend. Okay? So one day, we came to pray. And I was asking her, that my rice finished too, but I don't know how this Ebu. She said, I wish Ebu. She also sent rice to my house. I said, Mba, by this sacrifice, she has to get married. And two of us held hand. Say, God, even if she is tied by witch, the Bible says, suffer not a witch to live. She's from Edo. After that prayer, the next month, husband came. Hallelujah. And the husband is a minister. Do you understand? There's another thing that can stop you from marrying. Unbrokenness. You are not broken. You are raw. Nobody eats raw food. Cook your character. Cook your character. I want us to pray for, I have said a few things. Let's pray for those who are looking for husband. Satan only can easily be handled. There are some ladies that Satan put a veil on, so no man can see them. That one, prayer can handle it. But you see this one I'm talking now. It's not prayer, it's action. Action, man. Okay? So, I want us to pray. Who are the people that want to marry? You want to marry? You want to marry? You want to marry? Some of you have already seen why you are not married anyway. So, those of you that want to marry, after now, maybe tomorrow, we will see. So, but let's pray for them. So that when me and you see, we'll talk paripasu. Let's pray. Kando moru shakya. You said it's good that young people marry. Father, it's not your will that somebody will remain there. I will not marry. Oh God of heaven, by this sacrifice of 1 week, this sacrifice of 1 week, let this cause something in the spiritual realm and release these ladies to get their husband. Where all their husbands, we command them to open their eyes. We command their eyes to open. The men that are supposed to marry them, we command them to come forth. You husbands, come forth in the name of Jesus. We command you to come forth in the name of Jesus. We command you husbands to come forth in the name of Jesus. Mande kosh kaderia. We command you husbands to come forth. You can no longer delay these ones. You can no longer delay these ones. Get off from your seat and come and propose to them in the mighty name of Jesus. Then guy kelia, rabba baye kelia, then boss kelia, then guy kalia, then ghost 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 kalia, repaposata, 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 repaposata. In Jesus' name we pray. Our time is up. We just have about 7 minutes. Now, there is something that is a yoke breaker. Yeah. You see, there is a yoke breaker I know all the days of my Christianity. That is prophetic giving. I tell people in Nigeria, there are three P's that your giving must go to. And they are in position of connection. When you give to them, something flows from them to you. Number one is your parents. Many of you in Obodo Oyibo don't remember your parents again. It may be the reason why you are not married. Because the person that born you is not worthy of respect. So why should you marry and born? Many of you don't remember your parents again. Even if your mother is a witch, bless her. If the witch was did not kill you until you grow like this, it's a very inconsequential witch. It can't do anything. The witchcraft is not a serious one. If it's a serious one, it would have killed you when you were small. Number two is the prophet. Anybody that ministers to you, to your need, is a prophet to you. Your pastor is a prophet. You see, I suffered for a very long time. I didn't used to give my pastor a gift because, you know, Pastor Cosmos now, he's richer than me. So why should I give him gift? Until one day we went for Bishop Oyedepo's program. Oyedepo said, when you give a big man something, the hand that give is always higher than the one that receive. Auntie, Colette, which hand is higher? Huh? My own is higher. Don't be a dustbin. Colette. Dustbin smells because it receives and never gives out. That's one. Number three, the poor. And the poor is everywhere. Even in this church, there are people that are poor. Every Sunday you see them, they wear the same shirt. You say, this brother doesn't know how to dress. Buy a good one and give him and see whether he will dress or not. Amen. This sister is always carrying one bad bag. Buy the type you are using and give her and see whether she will carry. Parents, prophets, the poor. These three. The Bible says anybody that gives the poor is lending to God. And you can be sure that when he will pay you, oh my God. It's a yoke breaker of anything that is worrying you. Pray and go and sow seed to your parents. Sow seed to a prophet. Sow seed to the poor. And you will see something will break loose. Your direction. You know, the prophet, they say, whoever give a cup of water to the prophet is qualified for prophet reward. Matthew 10:41. Do you know what? What is prophet reward? I have read my Bible. What I know is that the need in that person's life at that particular point in time, check, takes care of. God takes care of it. And let me tell you, the person that will stay away from trouble is a prayer warrior. When you are hot, when the Bible says, touch not my anointed, I do my prophet no harm. Why? It's because the anointed is carrying fire. Who want to touch fire? You go die now. When God says, touch not my anointed, he's warning you because the anointed is carrying fire. What if the anointed is carrying ash? They will even fall him down. Nothing will happen. Don't be an anointed that is not carrying fire. So we're going to pray now. John the Baptist, we're going to pray all of them in 3 minutes. John the Baptist said, I am baptizing you with water. In Matthew 3:11. You say, I'm baptizing, but somebody is coming. He will baptize you with. We say that somebody is coming. He will give you, baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. You are going to ask God, give me fire. When you are carrying fire, Satan cannot stand. Devil cannot stand. Wrong people cannot stand. When you are a fire carrier, say, God, give me fire. The fire of God will tell you the right thing to do. The fire of God will ginger you. The fire of God will make you to stand tall. The fire of God will move you. The fire of God will move you. God, baptize me with fire. God, baptize me with fire. God, baptize me with fire. Grant me, oh God, a giving heart. Giving heart. Give me a giving heart. Give me a giving heart. Help me to be a giver. But put fire in my life. Fire to pray. Fire to study my Bible. Fire to pray. Fire to study my Bible. Fire to pray. Fire to study my Bible. Re kaka sakate de dabarusha. Re gagai kelia. Dangai kala sekateria. Rabababa. Re kaskanteria kalinga. Dangai kalia. Re baba yekele santeria. Dangai kelia. Rapapa yekele santeria. De go. Regege. 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 Ze 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 ze. In Jesus' name we pray. What we are going to pray now is in tongues for the next 5 minutes. The Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, he defieth himself. He said, he speaketh mysteries unto God. No man understands him. Who want to speak mystery to God now? When you speak mysteries to God, something will happen. Those of us who don't pray in tongues, we are losing a lot. You are losing a lot. So can we pray in tongues now? I won't stop you. I will just give back. When I've done, I will give pastor key. So go ahead and pray in tongues. Lengabare keshen teria mama koskaria, rangagai kala seketeria, remason taria babaya, regai kala seketeria babaya, rambai kale santeria, dangoskaria labaye kele santeria, dangai kala seketeria, remason taria, rangai kala seketeria babaya.
Don't you pray? You don't know how to pray. Huh? You don't know how to pray. Okay, we'll see tomorrow.
Rika Santeria, Rika Labosh, Rika Labosh, Rika Labosh, Rika Labosh, Rika Labosh, Reganda Rabaye Kelezantaria, Imbraleketo Sagada, 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 Ringai Kala Sekete, Rangai Kala Boshandaria, Dangai Kala Seketeria, Rambai Kelia, Rekoko Shanderia Babaya, Rangai Kala Senteria, Dangai Kala, Rebabaye Kele Santeria, and Dai Kala Senteria, and Dai Kala Boro Santalia, Imbraleketoya, Indelege Yekelemo Santaria, Rimbaba Yekele Santeria, Arongai Kelia, and Daraba Yekelia, Arekai Kelia, Indaraba Santaria, Indarabare, 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 Rakai Kelia, Rakai Kelia, Azontaria, 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 Raga Sente, Raga Sente, Raga Sente, Raga Sente, Sebose, 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 Zambroko Shekete, Rima Santaria Babos, Ribabo Sagale,
Ribabo Shagale, Ribabo Shagale, Ribabo Shagale, pray, Rage Sekete, Rage Sekete, angels on assignment, Nasato, Horiakash, Rimasontaria Baba Yekelia, Andaraba Yokoli Santaria, Erekai Kele Secretaria, Imbraleke Shuntara Baba Yekelia. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Number one, number two, and the five highest of them all. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. You are Lord. You are Lord. Amen. You have risen from the dead. You are Lord. Every knee shall bow. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yes, you are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. Amen. Lord, you have risen from the dead, and you are Lord. And every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Let's lift up our voices and thank God for what He has done in us, what He has done even tonight through His servants in the place of prayer at the throne of grace. Thank God for the mercy you have received. Thank God for the help you have received. Thank God for the strength. Thank God for the answers to prayer. Thank Him. Thank you, Jesus, for fresh fire upon my altar. The fresh fire of the Holy Spirit upon my life. I bless you, Jesus. I honor you, King of Glory. My heart rejoices. My soul sings. My mouth declares that you are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. You are the Most High God. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are my way maker. Daddy, you are the prayer answering God. Lord, we bless you. To Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father and our God, we are grateful for all that you have done even since we started this prayer week. We are grateful. For Monday, we say thank you. For Tuesday, we say thank you. For Wednesday, we say thank you. For Thursday, we say thank you. For Friday, we say thank you. We are already thanking you for tomorrow. And we are thanking you for Sunday. We bless your name for the shift in the spiritual realm. We are blessing you for the shift in the physical realm. We are thanking you for the shift in the mental realm. The shift in the financial realm. The shift in the medical realm. We thank you for the shift in the marital realm. Lord, we lay all at your feet. Even in the way of our evangelism. In our understanding of the need for prayer. Lord, we thank you for the shift. We bless you that you have changed the gear.
We acknowledge that the gear has been changed. And Lord, we are walking in our high places. We bless and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your hands together for the Lord. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm sure you are glad you are here. We're going to welcome even Dr. Kieri and his daughter Joyce. Amen. Hallelujah. Wave your hand. Amen. The J Tribe. Doctor, here is Pastor Mrs. Chimeze from Nigeria. Amen. Dr. Joseph Kieri and his daughter. Amen. Joyce. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Have we been blessed so far? Thank you, Ma. Thank you, sir, for being with us. We're going to receive from Dr. Kieri for 10, 15 minutes, and then we'll round up on a high praise. Before we finish, for those of us who came late, we have these books. We even have your books upstairs. They need to come downstairs. Amen. We have this magazine by Pastor Mrs. Chimeze's son. I've been looking at it. It's just so beautiful. Any donation, but I don't want anything less than £5. Can I commit a foul? Can I commit a foul? Amen. This book is £10. Amen. Break that stubborn habit, the specific stubborn habit. It's here. Amen. And we have prayer books from Dr. Kieri as well upstairs. Tomorrow is another day. I'm not going to be making announcement after the prayer we're going to round up with, because you've got to go home. You're going to be visiting your home with that eye of fire and that tongue of fire. I'm not going to stop you. You're going home. And deal with the burden you have laid at the altar physically. You say to God, no more. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Isaac used his mouth. He said, this is Rehoboth. The Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful. And from that day, they stopped pursuing him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So join me to welcome Dr. Kieri. Hallelujah. Heaven to bless us in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Please be seated. Praise God. I'm very sorry for coming late today. Every resistance of traffic tried to resist me, but I knew that God ordained that I would be here. And I'm so delighted that I'm here. Amen. I permit you to allow me to invite my daughter Joyce. You just sing for a few minutes. She had a ministry since she was a very little girl. And that ministry cannot die. Amen. Well, I want that ministry to blossom. So you're going to permit me just for a few minutes and she will come in. She will clap for Jesus as she comes up to sing to the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me, Auntie. Thank you for having me, everyone. It's a song and also a testimony at the same time. I want to thank God for my life, and I thank God for the new month we're in, October. September, every time for me, is almost a start of a year. I know it's the end of the year, but it's a start of school, start of so many things for so many people. And I thank God. I went through a lot. I went through a lot just before the summer. I wouldn't go into details. I went through a lot that made me so down, and it got me depressed. And the Lord took me out of it. And I don't know how many of you like Psalm 34. That, I really cried to God, and the Lord heard me. And whatever you are crying to God for, He will hear you. He will hear you. He will hear you. Just cry to Him, and He will hear you. That's just my encouragement to everyone. I'll just sing a simple song. I'll bless the Lord who counsels me. I'll bless the Lord who counsels me. He gives me wisdom noon and night. He tells me what to do. I'm always thinking of the Lord because He lives for me. I never need to stumble or to fall. I'll bless the Lord who counsels me. I'll bless the Lord who counsels me. He gives me wisdom noon and night. He tells me what to do. I'm always thinking of the Lord because He lives for me. I never need to stumble or to fall. I'll bless the Lord who counsels me. I'll bless the Lord who counsels me. He gives me wisdom noon and night. He tells me what to do. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for that ministration, and we pray that it shall be permanent in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. Can you open your Bibles to Isaiah 49? I will be very brief. I've got 15 minutes, and probably I've eaten 2 or 3 minutes out of it already. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just before I start the ministration, prayer walk tomorrow and at Swindon, 11 to 12, North Oxford, 12 to 1 o'clock. Prayer walk is very important. Wherever your feet touches, you will possess. It's a prophetic prayer. The Lord told Abraham, walk the length and the breadth of it. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you walk on the length and the breadth of it, you are actually stepping and decreeing and possessing the land. Praise God. And you're breaking idols and altars. And ancient doors will be open. Amen? So Swindon is 11 o'clock tomorrow to 12, and North Oxford is 12 to 1 o'clock, and Cowley is 12 to 1. And then we all congregate here at 2 p.m. Please don't miss tomorrow. If it means calling your manager and telling them, sorry, I can't make tomorrow's work, you're not going to miss anything because you're a woman and man of destiny. Men and women of destiny, obey what the Lord says, do, and you just do it. And you see the results. Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say amen? Amen. Now lift up your hands as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your word of power, of deliverance, of restoration, let your prophetic unction ooze out tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We receive revelation. We receive power. We receive grace. Anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can somebody shout, hallelujah! Amen. Amen. There's anointing in this house. Isaiah 49. Listen, all eyes unto me. Hearken, ye people from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother had He made mention of my name. And He had made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of His hand hath He made me, and made me a polished shaft. In the quiver He hid me. And He said unto me, you are my servant, O Israel, whom I'll be glorified. Can somebody say amen? Then I said, oh, I have labored in vain. I've spent my strength for nothing. And in vain, yet surely my judgment is with the Lord. And my work with the God, my God. And verse 5, and now says the Lord, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though, amen, Israel is not, be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the name of Jesus. In the eyes of the Lord, my God shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that I should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore, amen, the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles. Can somebody say amen? And thou shalt may be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Can somebody shout hallelujah? I've got less than 15 minutes and we're going to make prophetic pronouncement tonight. I want you to reintroduce yourself to Oxfordshire tonight. I want to reintroduce yourself. Amen? To the United Kingdom. I want to introduce yourself to the uttermost part of the world. Now, it starts here by the man of God saying, listen to me. You're going to tell them to listen to you. You have been listening to gossips before. You've been listening to bad news. You've been listening to all things that have dampened your spirits. Tonight, you are the one that will speak. You and the Lord. There are two people that spoke here. The prophet and God. And when the prophet and God speak in agreement, everything must stand still. Everything will align. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. He said, listen to me, all islands. Praise God. Hearken unto me, all those from afar. Just in case those around where you live think they're far off, they can't hear your voice. Now your voice is going to go to different parts of whether they're rivers, they're valleys, even to coverings where they want to make sacrifice against your life, your voice will thunder there. Can somebody say hallelujah? In every shrine where they want to hold you back, your voice will go there. Every, could be wherever it is. Is it China? Is it Australia? Can somebody say amen? Is it South Africa? Is it Nigeria? Wherever your voice needs to go tonight, it will go. Now he used two words. He said, listen to me, and he said, hearken unto me. In case they are deaf, they can't hear properly, they will hearken. Their ears will open. They will hear, and they will obey tonight. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. It says here, and it says, and he had, he said, God knew me from the bowels of my mother. I don't know whether you understand this, but some of you think that God only called you when you were laid hands upon. But as I said, from when I was in the bowels of my mother, God called me. You know, Jeremiah, for him, even before the bowels of his mother, God knew him. And if you go to Ephesians chapter 1, the Bible says that God, as God was speaking through Paul, he said, before the foundation of the earth, God knew you. It means I'm older than Oxfordshire. I just want to remind you. Don't be afraid of age. I'm older than this city. God had preordained you're going to be here. You're not here by chance. Can somebody say amen? I don't care how you came. I keep reminding you. Whether you came in a boat or you flew or you came by whatever means you are here. God has allowed you to be here because some people capsized and they perished. Can somebody say amen? But are you here? Can somebody shout hallelujah? I want you tonight to reintroduce yourself and say, "Hey, listen to me, all you eyes. Listen to me, hearken unto me, distant nations. Hallelujah. And they will hear you and they will obey." They can't help it. They will begin to obey and begin to invite and begin to open their doors unto you tonight. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Amen. Is it my mother? From my mother's bowels, God brought me out. He knew me by my name. That's a name that he called you while you were in the womb. Before that naming ceremony, God had named you. There was a ceremony in heaven about you. Can someone shout hallelujah? That ceremony, your parents, was just a human ceremonial. But the heavenly ceremony had been done. Can somebody shout hallelujah? And he said unto me, hallelujah, he said, and he had made me my mouth like a sharp arrow. Amen. My mouth is not a mouth of gossip. My mouth is not a mouth to curse people. But my mouth is a sharpened arrow to speak, to decree things that are not as if they are, they're here. Amen. That's what he did. So my tongue has changed. When I say a thing, when I decree a thing, the Bible says Elijah was a man like fashion. By me. Same fingers, same eyes. Praise God. When he said it shall not rain for 3.5 years, God said yes. Amen. Bam. Amen. Amen. It'll be so. I'm borrowing my sister's. Okay. Amen. So let it be so. He never had a meeting with God. He said, let it be. And God said, yes, my servant has said so. I agree with you. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Tonight, every decree you decree, heaven will stamp it. Can somebody say amen? I don't know whether you understand this, but understand this revelation that God has said. So two people are speaking here. A prophet and God. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said to him, and God, in the shadow of his hand, he had hid me and made me a polished shaft. You are also an arrow. Your tongue and you yourself. And therefore, what arrow can, arrow and arrow. One arrow is shafter, is stronger, more powerful. Can somebody say amen? One arrow will quench another arrow. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Just like the rod of Moses ate up the serpents of the magicians, your arrow would eat up their arrow. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Because God made you. The other arrows are made by them, but you are made by God. You have a fire in you to turn things around in the name of Jesus. So every arrow tonight, you are the arrow. You are quenching the arrow. Can somebody shout hallelujah? If arrow hits me, that arrow will just bend. That arrow will melt. That arrow will disappear. Can somebody shout hallelujah? I don't need that armor that they wanted to put on David. I have the armor of God in me. I put on the whole armor. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Woo! Merebo shanda rabakoya. Amen. Amen. And he made me a polished shaft in the quiver, and he hid me, and he said to me, "You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified." And then the man began to complain again. "I have wasted all my years." Tonight, no, every spirit of regret, every spirit of regret, every spirit of regret, every place the Satan has wasted you, there shall be restoration tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. No more regrets. No more looking back. We are going to move forward. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can you just pray the spirit of God leads you now. Spirit your understanding, pray in your spirit, pray your understanding, begin to introduce yourself again. Speak, start from here. Speak to Oxford. Speak to Cowley. Speak to Oxfordshire. Speak to England. North, South, Britain, Europe. Speak to America, Australia, Parashakata, Kemboro Sharika, Pandala Raboska, Yeka Yaka Yako, Yeka Shekete. Introduce yourself again. Tell them when God knew you. God called you. He separated you from your mother's womb. He knew you. He called you. Pashakaya, Kere Keke, Paratayaka, Pere Shekete, Endala Kayaka, Oba Shakataye. He made your tongue a sharp, sharp sword. Every word I speak tonight, Lord, I prophesy to Australia. I speak to China. I speak, oh God, to Korea. Karakoshe, Pakaya, hear the word of the Lord. I'm bound in the mighty name of Jesus. Pere, Koro Koyo Koyo, Pambro Shaiya, Kaima Laboska, Enen Navashekaya, Kere Kekekere. They will hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Urebo Shakata Rebaha Prodo, Yerekere Mana Sakata Linde Prodo, Ebono Shakata Ribo Brakaya, Aramana Sekete Rede Sekete. Yebo shakata yakaya, yemono shekete le mahanta, kemono sekete le mahambrogo, yerene sekete le mahanta, bobo kono reshe le mahanta. Every spirit of regret, every spirit of failure, everything, every depression, every anxiety, we hear it all over tonight. Karabo sekete le ma, yema shakata libo hoto, kabo shanamon. Kembrono shaka yaka, pama mama mako yoko, haya, yerebo sanere le bahanda, yemona mana sekele bahanda, yeremana sakadari koko. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Yeko na hanya haya haya, kabo shara moskeya, yemana musana nama. You will not labor in vain. Your labor is not in vain. My labor is not in vain. My labor in the kingdom is not in vain. My labor in this land is not in vain. My labor in my family is not in vain. My labor is not in vain. My business is not in vain. My business must come alive again. Karakasha genda. Ye kabakakaka. Hey, the labor of what fountain is not in vain. This city must respond now. We command the city. God has spoken. It shall happen. It's happening. Things will turn around. Olo koyaka yaka. Yeremono segere nereche. Yemono sakayabo. Mambro no shekete reba. Nane monda. Nne. Yemomomomomomomomomomomomom. Yebako shakata reba mama. Yerebo shakata bahanda. Yerebo shakata bo. Yerebo hoda. Yebo, Kalabo, ye. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now open your Bibles again. It's the same place. We're going to pray using the word. You see, the word, this is the remnant part of the word. Amen. It's the remnant part of the word. It's the spirit. Jesus said, these words I gave unto you are life and spirit. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to speak the spirit of it into our lives, into the nations. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Verse 6. And he said, amen. This is God now speaking. Can somebody say amen? And he said, is it a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob to restore the preserved of Israel? Is it a light thing? I have raised you up. You are going to be a restorer. Amen. Can somebody read NIV for me? That verse. As a translator, when I do that, when I read King James, I go to another and I read another. Anybody with an NIV there? Amen. Yes. If you don't have another other than King James, can you read that same verse for me? Yes. Amen.
Verse 6, sir. Yes. He says, you will do more than restore the people of Israel to me. I will make you a light to the Gentiles, and you will bring my salvation to the ends of the earth.
Amen. Hallelujah! This is why you are here. Amen. This is what God said. Is it too little for me to make you a restorer? The restorer of Israel, restorer of the nation, restorer of the people. And you're going to be a light to the Gentiles in the ends of the earth. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray. Every calling of God upon your life, every ordination of God upon your life, every grace of God in your life, every gift of God in your life, will manifest. Will manifest. Will manifest. Will manifest. Will manifest. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. Anything. Kasha. Every darkness that is limiting you. Anything that is holding you back. Today, strings broken, yokes broken, pa sha kara, oh kashaka ya, kabosh kaya. Every mantle God has given you, ere shakara, kebo shaka, kere shakatara, ebo skaya. We call forth deep, eba shakata, babosh kere, olasha. God, make me a light to the Gentiles. I will bring restoration. Make me a restorer. A restorer of people from their sins, from darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pakayaka. Barakosheke. Kopkokoro. Taya. Tamoskarana. Pandoskaraba. Bosharadoskaya. Oh, Rabababa Shakaya. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Can somebody shout hallelujah? Now lift up your hands and just worship the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands and worship the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands and worship the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands and worship the name of the Lord. Marashanda Rabahuya Kaya. Jesus said, when you ask everything, just give thanks. Just give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Barauska. Paj. Lindiribosanda Rabakayanda. Imashakata Liboska. Ola basakaya na sakaya, inma sharndere basakada ba, koshara ba hoshekitere ba, bama sayandara ba hocha kaba hota, ilibo shandala ba hunda, iremonda sandala ba huya, ireba sakaya ba hota ba, bambro do sherimana na sakaya, irena na sakala ba sandala ba. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now lift up your hands. Heavenly Father, tonight, oh God, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, every, oh God, cave, every coven, every city, every gate, every nation that we have spoken to tonight must bow in the mighty name of Jesus. Every valley shall be filled. Every mountain shall be made level. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to the distant nations. Everywhere our voices have gone, ora kapaka shakataya. Let them begin to vibrate. Let them be shaking. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah. We give you praise. We give you adoration. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Can somebody shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah. Keep shouting hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah for the Lord God the omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Jesus, Jesus is Alpha, Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I'll praise him for his arm. Sing it with all the breath you have. So I'll praise him for his Alpha, 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 and Omega. So I will praise him for his Alpha, Alpha, and Omega. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we return all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration to you. Indeed, you are Alpha and you are Omega and everything in between. You are all in all. You are God all by yourself. We praise you, Father. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for awakening us. Thank you for hearing our voices. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for answering our prayers, even beyond that which we asked, beyond that which we thought, beyond that which we imagined. We return all the praise to you. And we thank you for your vessels that you have used tonight. Lord, refresh them. Daddy, refuel them. Lord, empower them. Jehovah, meet them at their points of need. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father, that even tomorrow will be greater than this. We take our place among those who will walk, even, Lord, by your mercy. And we thank you that the land will yield its increase. We thank you that the weather will cooperate with us. By your Spirit, O God, we go forth in your name. Even as we go tonight, we thank you that your blessings abide with us. And rest is given to everyone. In the name of Jesus, that the weakest among us will be like David. And we'll be like the house of Israel, even before you. As we go to our homes, we bless our homes. We bless our habitation. That anything that cannot rise up to praise God will go out in the name of Jesus. Whatever cannot stand the fire of purification, go out in the name of Jesus. Whatever cannot stand the fulfillment of God's promises, out in the name of Jesus Christ. We establish a covenant. That it is a Rehoboth. Our homes, you are Rehoboths. In the name of Jesus. For God himself made room for us. And we will be fruitful in you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. And we honor you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Put those hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.